Kommst du? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Be good to go.
Yo, yo, world, what's up? We back, the boys. What's poppin'?
We're back, man. It's so crazy.
The world's been crazy.
It's so crazy. This is how we got to do it.
Yeah, we busy.
What's good, man?
What's going on, bro? How you been?
As you see, we've been grinding.
Yeah, for real.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about in a quick.
Triple C.
You.
What's good, baby?
Maintaining, chilling always, baby.
What we starting off with tonight?
I think we should just take a quick moment of silence for Detective Ward and also the four officers that have lost and committed the great sacrifice in Charlotte as well.
For sure.
Yeah.
God bless their soul, man.
Absolutely. It's just been crazy. Please, everybody that's listening to us, please, please, please be careful. It's crazy out here right now.
Yeah.
It is crazy out here.
Too much going on.
I think I saw the numbers. It's like over 100 officers have either been killed or hurt in the line of duty this year already. It's only May.
Yeah, yo, oh, good. Yeah, I was going to ask, can y'all speak to that? Like, how many times I've been with y'all over the last 5 years or more serving, like, something that y'all do in y'all daily grind, serving a warrant? Like, you know what I mean? It's something, and y'all have said this a million times, where you could be doing your job and it could be something like a person just calls and says somebody, it's a warrant for whatever it is, and it turns into that. Can y'all really go and, you know, give the viewers that are non- first responders, what that is, and doing
Dre.
In the warrant.
I want to shout out our fellow Silverback BB. He does this every day. I think serving warrants is probably the second most dangerous aspect of the job, right after car stops, and it's a dangerous situation because
is that Uncle Dre?
Hi.
And Uncle Triple C.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
You on the podcast.
All right, go ahead.
That's love. I mean, the most dangerous aspect of it is that as law enforcement, it's kind of like we're going into the home field. They have the home field advantage. For example, look what happened in Charlotte. You know, they came to serve a warrant on a 39-year-old. Man, and they were met with gunfire from a tactical advantage. From what I understand, he had higher ground, and over 100 rounds were shot at law enforcement, and it was local PD and the big boys. You know, the feds were there, the marshals were there, and you know, people, when they show up to do these warrants, they know what they're doing. And for these four brothers that have lost their life is a tragedy. It's a tragedy that, you know, that were met with automatic gunfire. It's a scary situation, man.
Yeah, can y'all walk me through? Because I know y'all have said it before, like, you just regular patrol, or, you know what I mean? Or, again, and y'all detective duties, and then you get called in, or, you know what I mean? Or you get that call. And, you know, talk about it from a young officer standpoint on up until when y'all, you know, even till now, like going, like, you know what I mean, from point A to point B, like, what is that?
Plug it up.
What's that preparation? You know what I mean? So people can really grasp that concept, because, you know, those four brothers didn't, you know what I mean? I'm sure they thought, I'm going to serve this warrant. You know, I'm going to go back to my family. And what y'all do, like y'all tell people all the time, that's not promised. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, you always got to have that warrior's mentality, mindset, you know, because there's no routine warrant turn up. You know what I mean? You could do as much homework as you want on the suspect. But when you get there, you know, some of them is cool. Some of them is like, yo, I don't want no issues. You know, I'll go in, you know, place their hands behind their back, and they just want to get it over with. And then you got the other ones, the way it's going to go from zero to 100. Now, it can happen, you know, before you get there. It can happen when you're there and place them under arrest. Or it can happen where you get there and you're not even inside and then they busting at you. So that's when you got to be, you just got to be ready and prepared for it. And, you know, sometimes it goes from zero to 1,000 instantaneously. And, you know, but, you know, that's all in your training. That's all in your team. That's all in, you know, if you've never been in a firefight before, you know, it's an asshole pucker situation. Because bullets is coming out of nowhere and you don't know where the fuck they're coming from. So not only are you worrying about yourself, you're worrying about your team, you're worrying about who got hit. So it's a lot you got to think about while you putting your pistol to work. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of tap, rack, check and go, checking yourselves, making sure everybody's good. And once you know where the suspect is at, it's time to apply deadly fire until, you know, that person is incapacitated.
Yo, there was something that you mentioned, right? You mentioned until you haven't been in that firefight. I just want to, like, put it out there. Everybody that puts the job on, everybody that puts the uniform on, a lot of people be like, oh, he's a bitch, he's that. No one knows how you're going to react unless you're in a firefight. You see what I'm saying? You could do the push-ups. You could get 100 on every law test. You could look magnificent in that fucking uniform. And it's not until you know what the fuck you're made of when them bullets is going right by you. And anybody that's been in that situation knows, kind of like, you know, what you're saying, you got to resort to your training. But, you know, sometimes I get upset at people. They're like, why are you a cop? It's like, you don't know, like the famous quote, I think Mike Tyson said it, you don't know what you're going to do until you get punched in the mouth. But this is way different because you could lose your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not like, and that's not something that you train for. Like, you could go to the shooting range and you can hit paper targets all day. It's way different when someone's trying to kill you. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
It's different, man. And people need to understand that. You know, even like an MMA fight or a boxing fight, H, we talk about it all the time. It's different when you fight under them lights. And, you know, we had MMA fighters on the podcast. We got more coming. And they always say, you know, it's different when you fight in the street and it's different when you fight under the lights. You know, it's a different animal. So it's a different animal when you're in a gunfight. You know, a lot of people don't know how they're going to react. And you can't get mad at them for that because
some of them just ain't built for it.
That shit is not normal. Taking gunfire is not normal.
It's really not normal.
Yo, like, no lie, like, I'm realizing 80% of this job is not normal.
No, it's not.
Bro, y'all literally call first responders. Like, I don't think people really understand, you know what I mean? When you hear, like, people use it loosely. First response. Not second response, not last response. First response. Everybody else is getting down and running away. Your first response. You have to respond first. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's
a rewarding job. I mean, I love the job that we do. But, you know, recently the politics and all that have changed the job. But being a first responder ain't nothing like it.
I mean, you got your good. It's crazy because, you know, you got your good days, your bad days,
and
like yesterday is crazy, right? I had two situations. So I had a situation where the dude was parked outside of headquarters, right? Old cat had his chilling in his white Corvette. You know what I mean? Got the windows down, chilling.
He living life.
Chilling. You know what I'm saying? But he shouldn't be parked where he was parked at. So I went up to him. I was like, hey, boss, I said, yo, you can't stay parked here. I said, this is VIP parking strictly for the commissioner. And he said, yeah, I'm waiting on my wife. I said, no doubt. I said, yeah, no doubt.
I mean, he's VIP to him, you know?
And yeah. So I said, no, I get that. I said, how long you think you're gonna be? He said, I don't know. I said, damn. I said, like, I'm trying to be nice, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I said, trying to work with him. I said, well, what's your wife's name? What's your wife's name? What department she work at? And yeah, this motherfucker rolled the windows up on me.
Yo, that's gonna be all.
That's not good. Yo. Yeah, that's not good. I see the face now. This shit just got real.
Wow. Oh, so he had a hard time. I think we froze. Damn, we froze.
Did he freeze?
Nah, are we good?
Yeah. You good.
So I said, all right. So he rolled the windows up on me. Like, he paid me no mind. I said, all right. So, because I had to go inside. I had to relieve my partner. So I went inside. I said, cool. I said, yo, you go to lunch. Go get something to eat. So while she left, I'm waiting. I said, I'm waiting till, you know, they leave. I wait till the front of headquarters is gone, where workers are gone, pedestrians, you know, civilians, they not coming in. So all I could think about was this motherfucker in that Corvette. So I grabbed my ticket book. I said, perfect time. Nobody's here. I walk right outside. My man is chilling.
Enjoying the sunlight.
I went right behind his car, wrote down his tag, start filling out the ticket book. So I get around to the front because I got to get the VIN number now. All I hear is, man, get the fuck out the way as he revs up his car. I said, so what, you gonna run me over because you're getting a ticket now?
Wow.
Hey, yo, this dude cursed me out. Yo. But, you know, I said, listen, I've been called worse by better people, sir. It's all good. I said, but listen, you're going to enjoy this ticket, though, all right? I said, I tried to work with you, but, today was your day.
Yeah.
So I put the ticket in his windshield. And, yo, I walked around. He said, now look at see what I do with this motherfucker. So he yo, he got out, picked the ticket up, threw it on the floor. I said, that's cool. I said, I'm still submitting it. So you can expect it at the house in a couple days. Don't worry about it. It's all right.
He hit you with your favorite part of the movie. Yeah, you just go ahead and walk by.
Go ahead and walk by, right? So, yo, his wife came outside, and she knows me. She said, Ralph. I said, yeah. I said, is that your husband, that nice gentleman over there? And, yo, she screamed on him. I said, let me tell you what he did to me, son. So they left. He tried to make a big scene. That's why officers don't like. That's why we don't like you, mother effers, this and that. Yo, he's throwing the book at me. I'm just smiling. Like, I said, look at you. You're emotional. I said, but look at what you're parked in the VIP spot. I said, do you see the I forgot where he was parked at. I said, but you're wrong. You're wrong. I told you from the beginning that you was wrong. So one supervisor, she's like, Ralph, she said, just go in, please. So I went inside. Yo, another lady came inside. She's like, I got a warrant. I said, you sure? She said, yeah. So I ran her. She's crying. I came from New York to serve this. Oh, my God. I got a four-year-old. I started a new job. So, yo, I ran her warrant. She was so upset. She didn't have a warrant. She said, are you kidding me? I said, yeah. I said, I just ran through the system. You're fine. So, yo, she said, can I give you a hug? I said, of course. So, I'm hugging her. I'm like, yo, you all right? And then she said, I never even gave cop a dap. She said, I gave you a hug. She said, I don't know what it is, but thank you so much. It's like, yo, the emotional was crazy yesterday. But you know what? It felt good because I'm glad I made her day. And then fast forward to this morning, guess who shows up?
The dude in the fat Corvette.
The wife, right? She said, Ralph, yeah, from the husband. She said, Ralph, my husband told me everything. He was wrong. He wants to apologize to you. I said, no, it's all good. He don't got to apologize. She said, no, he needs to. So you want to know why? Another reason why? I said, no, why? She said, because he was in the Air Force and he was a sergeant in the Air Force. Wow. I said, so what's all the hostility about? Yo, when I saw him this morning, yo, he gave me a hug. He said, I was wrong. I'm sorry. He said, I know better. He said, I don't know what gotten into me, but I sincerely apologize and I'm sorry. I said, no, we good, man. It's all good. I get it. But yo, it's crazy. You see how God worked?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I just, you know, I say that to say, man, yo, and doing this job, man, this, you're gonna meet people and this, they're, you know, it's gonna be a bad time for them, you know, but we always gotta remain, you know, we gotta keep our restraint. We always gotta be calm. We always gotta be professional. You know, because I don't know what triggered him, but something triggered him yesterday. And, you know, the woman being emotional because she thought she had a warrant. And look what happened. Not even 10 minutes later, she's hugging me and just so happy. I said, now go take care of that baby girl. And, you know, you just make somebody's day. You know what I mean? So we go through a lot. And we're so underpaid.
I know. I think people just like... I think people forget that, like, it's a human being, and they just look at the uniform.
And I'm telling you, they look at the monkey suit all day.
The uniform, you know, they talk to like the what the uniform represents, which is like authority or whatever it may be. Well, it is authority,
right.
And they don't realize, like, yo, you're dealing with another human being, and you're wrong.
You're just wrong, bro. It's not that serious.
Too much sunlight. You know what it is, though. You know, we getting right to summertime. This weather in every city, everybody wilding out right now. You know,
they going crazy, bro.
Feeling themselves. The bikes are out. The little shorts are out.
So, yeah,
you know, outside listening to, you know, waiting for his
sun. Sundresses out.
Yeah, you know. So he was feeling himself. Crazy. You know, that wasn't even you. That was all him feeling himself.
For real.
For no reason. He's still gonna pay the ticket.
Oh yeah, he's still gonna get that ticket though.
You should have told him if you pay it online, you only gotta pay $2 fee.
Say the number, right? Just get that.
You know what I mean? City.gov on the city.gov website.
Right. You still gotta pay that, Jack.
What is it? The $2 convenience fee. I think that's what they
convenience
call it.
Convenience fee, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I remember back in the day, bro. I used to get so many tickets. Not for that, but like, you know, parking in the pump. Because there was no parking in my old building in the Bronx. Shout out to Webb Avenue. But there was no parking. So I used to just take the chance, right? And park right at the pump. This was $175.
Hey, yo.
But
what
back
was
then,
that?
What happened?
That sounds disgusting. I don't know. What are you talking about?
What? The parking at the pump?
Jesus Christ. Yeah. What is that?
Here we go.
A fire hydrant. You don't call it a pump in Long Island?
No. We gonna clean
so
up.
We call it a fire hydrant, bro.
You're going to clean that up. That's a pause.
Wait.
No ditty. We're going to clean
it up. Fire hydrant,
no,
bro.
In Long Island, they don't call a fire hydrant a pump?
No, it's the fire hydrant, bro.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, in the Five Boroughs, they call it a pump. So it's 175, right? And then the
park there.
Yeah, it's $175. That was the fine.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you couldn't pay online. You had to go down there. And you know how it is. You're like, man, I'll go next Tuesday. I'll go next Wednesday. Before you know it, you owe $1,500 in tickets.
Oh, because they double and triple that thing if you don't pay on time.
Yeah, no more convenience fee back then.
Man, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Hell yeah, wow. I remember one time I went downtown to go get, we went to some store or whatever. And you know how it is when you're young, you drive around in the wintertime because you got a whip. You drive around in a t-shirt or like a hoodie.
And yeah.
My homie was like, yo, let's go downtown. He was a bodybuilder. He said, yo, you know, take me downtown and go get some supplements or whatever. I'll hook you up with some fat burners. I'm in the store. They're like, hey, yo, somebody's car's on the hitch or whatever, getting told. out of Corachi, I had to borrow like two grand in tickets, bro.
Oh, that was your car?
Yeah, it was my car. I left it at the pump. Damn. Yeah.
They caught up with you. They got the new devices now where they slap that joint on the windshield.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah, because you know people got smart when they do it to the tire lock.
Yeah, because they were still driving off with the tire lock on there.
People were switching out the tires too.
Right. Yo, my man said that now people gonna be driving away looking like Pet Detective Ace Ventura. With your head outside the goddamn window.
It's crazy.
Yo, boxing,
this world is nuts, man.
It's crazy. Huh? Yo, who saw that coming with the fight?
What are you talking about? With Ryan Garcia?
Yeah.
Oh, with the steroids?
They're saying it's fake news, though.
No.
I don't know. I mean,
but putting pressure on homeboy like that. Like you, I mean.
The way he beat the shit out of Haney?
Yeah,
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah,
I didn't.
I think no one saw that shit coming.
Yeah.
I thought Haney was gonna pick him apart.
Nah, that left hook was just flying in. Wah 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 wah. That was crazy.
Hey, yo,
the fights this weekend.
Yeah, but from the first round when Ryan caught him with that left hook, Haney was like he was done.
Yeah,
he was done.
He couldn't bounce back.
He couldn't bounce back at all.
Did he underestimate him? Because I know, you know, what I mean, from Dre, you do MMA, so from like training and preparing for your opponent, and same thing with you, H boxing, training and preparing for your opponent. Like, how do you look that bad, if you will? You know what I'm saying, like. If you study your opponent's style, you know what I'm saying? Like Ryan's quick, but like you said, I didn't see that.
No, he's not quick. He's lightning fast. His nickname wasn't it Lightning Ryan Garcia once upon a time?
But I mean, but is that also a testament to Tank, who has Floyd like patience with a power punch at his wit? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I guess that would be my two questions. Like, when you're preparing, do you prepare? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't prepare for speed, but you can say, like, all right, he's going to hit me with this. You see him doing blah, 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 so I'm a counter.
Well, you could prepare for all of that. I just think Devin was too cocky, and he didn't have his hands up. And that's why when Ryan led with that left hook in the first round and Haney felt his power, he was done. Like that messed him up because he didn't count on that. He was too cocky, having his hands down, being too cute. He was playing around. Mm-hmm. But when he felt that power, I'm telling you, motherfuckers that got cracked, Tank.
Papi, you need that 5G, baby. What happened?
I cleaned up. Oh, go ahead. What happened?
You got me now?
Yeah.
You got to get that 5G. No, I said,
well, I got the Wi-Fi. I don't know what else I need to do. But I said, when you fighting somebody that got crack, meaning that got power,
yeah,
yo, that shit is it's an eye-opener.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you get clipped, sometimes it's hard to recover from that. And he got hit flushed with Ryan's best punch. Ryan is known for his left hook. And Ryan hit him flush with that motherfucker.
A couple times.
And that was the game changer for the whole fight.
Yeah. I think it zapped it out of him. He was like, oh shit. He never bounced back.
Yeah.
I mean, watching that Tank Garcia fight, I mean, shout out to Tank. Say whatever you want about that fighter, that motherfucker could fight, hands down. At the beginning, I'll be the first one. I didn't think Tank was like all that. And then like recently, like his maybe, what was the dude he fought? The Mexican Pitbull, that dude?
Mm-hmm.
seeing.
Yeah, you talk about Cruz.
Cruz, when Tank fought Cruz and the adversity he faced against Cruz, because that was probably his biggest. I said, "Oh shit, Tank is legit." Mm-hmm. He took Ryan Garcia's left hook away.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, Ryan lost so much weight just to fight Tank. Tank knew what he was doing.
Oh, with the rehydration clause.
Hell yeah, he knew what he was doing.
With the rehydration clause, right?
Yeah, I don't think Tank could see this Ryan Garcia.
Really?
No.
That's interesting.
That's a hot take right there. Okay.
That is interesting.
No.
Really?
I don't think Tank could see this Ryan Garcia. Cause yo, Ryan is he's strong, man. He could fight.
Yeah, he could fight. He could fight.
He could fight.
And
it's easy for Ryan to trade with Tank because he got power.
He's bigger, right?
Watch your mouth, son.
Oh my god.
I got you on that one, bro. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Thank you.
We played it now. We got you.
We need like a thing. We need like a thing. Thing. Come on, man.
Yeah. You know how you do that.
But you know what's funny? You said something, but I didn't want to interrupt your thought. You
what's
said
that?
Something earlier. I'm trying to remember, but I didn't want to interrupt your thought because you was, you know what I mean? You was flowing. When I remember, I'll tell you. I don't remember right now.
But the crazy part is to merge both worlds from what you were saying, Dre, the Tyson quote, everybody has a plan until they get hit in the face, is unless you've been in any type of adverse fighting or somebody who really knows how to box or fight or, you know what I'm saying, you know, you walk up on the average dude now, they're training in something. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't know until you get into that adversity. So it looked like Haney was going to be clearly the guy to, you know, I guess him and Tank were finally going to fight. And then it was like, Ryan was like, no, I'm going to put the end to all that. Tank caught me, but that ain't going to happen again. And let me show y'all, I'm going to start punishing people. So, yeah, he put on a mask.
It was a phenomenal fight. I loved it.
Yeah.
I think the setup was even more phenomenal too. You know, like Ryan Garcia had everybody thinking he was on drugs, he was drunk. Yeah. He had everybody like, you know, and the whole time he trolled the rest of the world.
Yes, he did. And he bet on himself and he got what, $12 million on top of that.
He bet on himself.
Yeah.
Going into it, right? Because I think he got to pay Haney $500,000 per pound. That's 1.5, and he just,
yeah.
He just, and then I think he paid the commission like $600,000 for going overweight. So that's basically like $2 million, and he won 12. So he came home
dropping a bucket. Absolutely,
not bad for this.
And not including what he got for pay-per-view, because Ryan Garcia, he's a cash cow when pay-per-view comes.
Yeah.
So not including what he got just for that.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you. Without the outliers, who do you think boxing is ready? Because Tank is still undefeated. Do you think Tank will fight? You know, is a few outliers out there that can still carry a card that have losses on their belt in boxing. MMA is totally different. You think somebody will, like, a Tank will fight him unless it's, I mean, of course it's a prize fight, but I mean, you know what I mean? Everybody, for some reason, in boxing still want to see two undefeateds.
I don't know, man. Nowadays, motherfuckers the best don't even want to fight the best no more. So, I don't know. And now Tank is, they're saying he ducked Shakur Stevenson.
I was just going to bring that up.
So, I don't know.
That's crazy.
I think that would be a phenomenal fight. I don't think Tank want to fight him, no.
Shakur got signed for him?
Oh, I mean, just boxing? Shakur fuck Tank up.
Boxing, right? Pure skill.
His skill set is different. Tank don't work every round. He's smart. He conserves his energy, and then he takes you to the shark rounds and knocks you the fuck out. That's his objective. Word. Word, we hit you with a couple of those, it's over.
Yeah, Tank got that fucking uppercut. That remember Gao from Street Fighter?
Yeah.
He got word. That.
Yo, it's funny y'all say that because I was when I was on break today, people was saying how and y'all gonna like this. They said the BMF belt at first they didn't like it, but they said now they love it because it put the top two fighters together. You know what I'm saying? And the purse is there, and then they get a belt. So you can't duck. So it's the ones that the fans want to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be a dope concept for something for boxing, where it's like, put the, if fans want to see that fight, figure out how to put the, quote, money, you know what I mean? How to figure out how to put the money behind it, where I don't know if they got to, everybody, yo, I want to see it. I'm going to put $1,000 on it or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know how they could do the whole everything behind it. Make that kind of BMF style fight. So now the fighters know they're going to get 20, 30 million a piece, whatever, blah, 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 the endorsements in there, everything is set. So now they can't duck it and you're going to get paid. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry about it. Is that a, do you think that's a winnable format?
I don't see that happening in boxing because there's so many different like promoters and mm-hmm. you know, it works in UFC because it's like, this is what we're going to do and that's what's going to happen.
Mm.
But with boxing, it's like, you know, the WBC may not like it. The WBF may not like it.
Mm.
You know, whereas, you know, Bob Arum may like it or whatever he's a part of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. There's too many hands in that cookie jar.
Gotcha.
As they
say. There's too many sanctions.
Yeah.
It's too many people that got to give it a thumbs up for it to be a go.
Yeah, and I think with MMA, is like... It's always been like your skill versus my skill. Let's see what's up. And that's why the last, you know, the Max Holloway, Justin Gaethje fight, that's another one. Everybody thought Gaethje was going to win. And Max Holloway put on a clinic. And then the last 10 seconds of the fight, that shit went viral. You know, they call each other in the middle of the ring, like, what's good? Let's put it all on the line. Max Holloway walks away with a fucking 1 second knockout. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, that was that's how you end a fight, to be honest
with you. I think Joe Rogan said that's the greatest knockout he's ever seen.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
You put it all on the line.
Yeah.
10 seconds. You could have just, you know how most people, they skip around the ring 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
They're walking around with their hands up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah, they was like, yo, let's get it.
Shout out for dude for even, like you said, for entertaining. Like, we just going, let's go. Last 10 seconds, let's go.
Yeah.
Well, that, because Justin Gaethje does that in all his fights.
Okay.
So it's like, it's kind of like, come on, let's do it. And it worked out. It was insane. It was absolutely insane.
I mean, the Canelo fight versus Jaime Munguia this week, and that's going to be a good fight.
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo.
I'm like, still gonna go with Canelo.
Yeah, I'm going with Canelo too.
Jaime.
Yeah, I was reading up on him. He's all right. They said this is the first time it's two Mexican fighters fighting for four belts.
Yeah.
So you know somebody's gonna go out on their shield.
Was unified for the undisputed.
I don't know, to be honest with you. I didn't really look into it, but Canelo brought all his belts for the last press conference. That motherfucker had like seven belts.
Man, Canelo's a beast. You know what's crazy? You know what I like about Canelo? That he attributes it to the last fight he had with Floyd. Well, the only fight that he had with Floyd. He said that, you know, he wasn't ready. And Floyd, you know, gave him a clinic. And ever since then, Canelo's been a different fighter since that.
Well, and he still run away from black fighters because he don't want that smoke.
My guy's back. Hollywood, baby. Let's go.
He don't want that smoke. He's still scared of us, man.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Like who? Like who he running away from?
Let's see.
Well, what weight class is this again?
At the time.
What weight class is this?
Huh? Well, he owns it in so many different weight classes. Like, he didn't want to fight Boo Boo. He'd been avoiding that. So Boo Boo was forced to fight Benavidez, and we know what happened with that. Benavidez just cracked him. But then he don't even want to fight Benavidez. Benavidez is number one.
I don't think anybody wants to fight Benavidez, dog.
I don't blame him. Demon. But you can't say you're the king if you're scared to fight. You can't.
Good point. That's a good point.
Because Benavidez is patient. He's like, yo, I'm here. Like, there's no other fight but to fight me. What are we doing?
Benavidez, bro.
But
how about what's his name? Homie from Nebraska.
Oh, Terrence Crawford? Nah, Terrence gotta gain too much weight to fight Canelo.
The weight class, okay.
Yeah, the weight class. But but Canelo won't fight him because Terrence will rock him to sleep.
Damn.
Canelo's what, 154?
Yeah, between no, he's past 154. Shit, he went like up there. Right? Yeah, he went up to heavyweight. Okay. He got his ass whooped by Bivol.
Yeah, but okay. he ain't get knocked out. I think he went on 12 rounds, didn't he?
Yeah, he got his ass whooped. Did you see his face after the fight?
Yeah, that's the worst I've ever seen his face.
Yeah. But I don't take nothing for Canelo. Canelo's a warrior. He is. But I get it. You know, you getting up in age. And I know he don't want to fight Benavidez. Benavidez is just a different monster.
He's a demon, bro.
He's a demon. So I know he's trying to...
Like, the way he walked fighters down is like some shit I haven't seen since, like, old tapes from, like, the late 80s type shit.
Yeah. He's not playing with nobody.
He takes all the punches. You know what I mean? Speaking of fighters, I mean, being that we're talking about it, McGregor's coming back at 165. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, but he's been out of the game for what, 5 years already?
Nah, like 2 years.
I think more than two, bro.
Nah, it was 2 years since his last fight. Triple C. Look that up real quick.
He should let it go, man.
I know. You saw Rojas? Did you watch Rojas with him in it? He played a good guy. He played a good antagonist, as the word.
Yeah, I got to check it out, but it didn't look too appealing. I saw a corny part there. I was like, ah.
Nah, it was all right.
Was it? You seen it?
Yeah. It's on Amazon. Shout out to Prime. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Let me get yourself some popcorn and throw some M&M's on top. Yeah, shake the bag.
Yeah. And just go in, years. Huh? For 3 years? Yeah.
3 years. The first time since July 2021.
Yo, but...
That's a lot, bro.
He's fighting Chandler. Chandler's no slouch.
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
I don't know, man.
Was that when he broke his leg?
Nah, he came back.
Okay.
Wait, I think he came back and lost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did lose. Yep, he did lose.
I think Dustin Poirier was the last one.
Am I wrong?
But yeah. Right, so
you both been in the sport as amateurs for MMA and boxing. He didn't look that bad boxing. He just fought pound for pound. You know what I mean? Arguably one of the top. I ain't gonna say Floyd's the best because there are some boxes that are, but you know what I mean, definitely top five, let's say. And for your first fight, I get it, Floyd carried him on something, but he didn't look bad. You know what I'm saying? So
he didn't look bad.
What? He looks past his prime in MMA. He doesn't look, you know what I mean? Why not just go prize fighting at this point? Like, you could get some good fights and probably catch somebody.
Nah.
You don't think he carry cards?
I love MMA, but when it comes straight to boxing, bro, you gotta respect that shit. They call boxing the street. And hey, it's my fault, you know, because I know that shit wrong. Nice. But
you good.
They call boxing the street science for a fucking reason, bro.
Yeah, you saw what happened to Francis, big ass.
Yo, and you know what's crazy? Joshua was setting him up the whole time.
Mm-hmm. The whole time.
The whole time that was a setup.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless his soul, Francis, his baby boy.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Nobody wants to go through that.
Nah, 18 month year old, bro. That's horrible.
Heartbreaking. That's That's horrific, man. I can't even.
Jesus Christ. I wouldn't know. I'd be no good, son.
All the love and prayers to you and your family, because that's, I can't.
Yeah, seriously. Like that. What?
And that goes to show, like, all the money in the world, all the accolades, all the fame, you know, you getting picked up in a Cullinan, and look, when it boils down to it, we all got the same problems, you know, because whether he just made $100 million, right? But we all feel the same thing with that tragic loss.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's the humanity of it, man, which is heartbreaking.
It's horrible.
Yo, talk about the Knicks real quick, baby.
They got to do it tonight. That's it.
Yeah.
They got to do it tonight. Yeah. Close this chapter. Get rid of Philly, man. Stop playing.
You know it's real when we're talking about basketball. We never talk about basketball.
Hey, yo, it shouldn't even be a game six, man. They should have ended it last game. How you up 96-90 with a fucking minute left and just let Maxey go off on a tantrum? I said, oh, my God.
But you saw that he traveled, bad. Bro, right? He traveled.
You can't let that young man get...
Though, you getting paid millions of dollars and you get called with a travel? Man, get the fuck out of here. That's some shit that you learn. That's the day one on the playground, bro.
The young boys been putting the old heads away, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, Rashid was telling me, like, yo, basketball is good this go around. I'm like, and yo, these dudes, these young kids are playing.
What's the young boy, yo? He they put KD in the mouth. He remind me of old 90s basketball. Like, he ain't with it. He remind me of like Bulls and Knicks. You know what I mean? Like them type of like Detroit, like I can't remember. He just put KD in him. He swept him 4-0. He a young guy.
He swept him.
And he told
What's
him
name? But Alexander, I think his name is. I forget. He's a monster.
He said he was talking trash. Kevin Garnett was like, him and Melo was like, yo, I'd have fought him, yo. He was talking, he was getting buckets and talking about they mothers and everything. Like, you ain't doing nothing with me. Like, I'm taking y'all to school. I said, he ruthless. He got an old school feel to him.
Nah, he like that for real.
Yeah. I can't remember his
name. I mean, the thing is, when KD's on the court with that haircut, I mean, who's not going to disrespect him? You got to go get that old.
He's so stupid.
You know what I mean? Yo, Papi, come see my barber. That's bad. You can't be out there like that. Because these young dudes, look what they do. Look. They get crazy, though. These young kids don't give a fuck about nothing. They don't care. Look, they send LeBron home, bro. Isn't he gone too?
Mm-hmm.
See ya.
He might be done with LA this season too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because he's doing that thing with like,
he might as well come to New York, son.
Yeah.
Where New York is the future. Might as well.
We just need two. We need two more superstars, and we Gucci.
Yo, could you imagine LeBron in New York?
Yeah, he would go to New York. I'm telling
he
you.
Would. He would.
Yo, look, I think that's the best way to end your career.
Yeah, and playing in the Mecca, bro. Yeah.
You already did. So you did one. You did one. LeBron did one, right? He did one for his hometown. Love that. Mm-hmm. Then he went down to Miami, got sexy. You know, Miami's crazy. Mm-hmm. Then he went to LA, another legacy franchise. The icing on the cake is the Knicks, bro.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Bro, you know how much money a LeBron James Knicks jersey is gonna go for? Get it. And then I think he's trying to do something like whoever drafts my son gets me. Something like that.
Yeah. His draft would go his draft would go crazy. He would absolutely go crazy.
Hi, Benz.
Yeah, it would go crazy. The jerseys and everything.
It's a family podcast, everybody. Look at that.
Yeah, but yeah. But yeah, we'll see, man.
The marketing behind that will be nuts.
Yeah, it'll be crazy. It would be. But man, it feel good getting back at it, folks. You know, we've been out the loop for a minute, but you know, we've just been cooking, man. We've been working and grinding, and you know, it's hard to catch up to everything and stay relevant and deal with all these brand new algorithms that come out like every other week. But you know, the boys, we still here, man. We staying true to our craft and what we do, and you're definitely gonna see us more. Shout out to Charlie for all the first responders, EMS workers. If you're a professional, we got what is it, Dre? Is this our fourth annual?
Fourth annual
first responders happy hour. It's gonna be June 4th. June 4th.
Yeah, we're gonna put out the price. Fly out.
Yeah.
It's gonna be amazing. Shout out to everybody that went last year and the year before that and the first year. All of them have been amazing. I mean, we've had from, you know, everybody, from movie stars to even just hilarious was there our first year. And last year we had our girl from Alaska come through, bro. That's love.
Wow, that's love.
Everybody, you know, it was amazing. So this year it's gonna be another surprise to see what happens.
Right.
And even if you're not a first responder, come through, because it's a good opportunity to just get to meet people and Dre, H and myself been saying, like, yo, come out and just hang out. Like, you know what I mean? Get to see people so you can understand that people are real people. You know what I'm saying? We have to do, like, again, I'm speaking on behalf of them because I work alongside a lot of first responders. Like, they have to do the job. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, trust me, like, training, the average person is not trained to do what they do. So just come out and hang out and get an opportunity to build with people. And then when you do that, like, you build relationships with individuals. Like, you know, it's cool because, like, even for me, as they know, like, my nephew, he's always wanted to be a police officer. So he would listen to the podcast as, like, a part of his training. You know what I'm saying? So it's dope. And now he's going through that process as he's going through it now. And the podcast was one of the things that really helped him through his process. So this is dope. You know what I mean? So it's always good to see all those things. And all of us are from you. If you listen to the show, or even if you're a new individual, like, start from the beginning and start from our trek to listen to where we from. Because we from all of that. We from everywhere. We from all, everything that everybody is from, that's where we from. Trust me, it is. And the story, it's not to brag on it, but you can go from literally, like, you know what I mean, from ashy to classy. Just put the work in. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head down, put the work in. Even if you made mistakes, keep your head down, put the work in. You know what I'm saying? It's people out there that have done some things, and then they like, yo, this helps me, because now I'm in a different mindset. Put your head down, just put the work in, man. Stay out of all this, because this new everything is different. And these streets is different. And it ain't for it. I mean, y'all keeping us gainfully employed, but you know what I'm saying? It ain't. But yeah, I just wanted to send that.
Nah, that's true, man. We appreciate that. It's for real.
Yeah, well said, bro. Well said. Dre, what you got?
Peace and love. I'll see you next week. We're going to do this again, baby.
Do it again.